Masechet Zevachim, Perek Het, Mishnah, Yod Bet. In the last Mishnah, we said that if the blood of an outer hatat is brought inside the hechal, then the korban becomes disqualified, according to the opinion of Hachamim. Here we'll elaborate on the disqualification of a yotze. That means if a korban is supposed to be only dealt with in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, the blood is thrown on the Mizbeach in that courtyard, for example, and it's taken outside of that courtyard, then that korban becomes disqualified. This type of disqualification does not only apply to the blood, but to other parts of the korban as well, like the imurin, which are supposed to be burned. They're not supposed to leave the courtyard. The meat of a kodesh kadashim is not supposed to leave the courtyard. And the meat of a kodesh kalim should not leave Yerushalayim. So all of these have a very specific place where they have to stay. And if they're not there, they become invalid. So that's really what we'll talk about, as opposed to the nichnas, which we said in the last Mishnah. If you're supposed to have a certain korban that stays outside the outer hatat, if it's brought inside the hechal, that korban becomes disqualified. So that's only talking about the blood. Here, we're talking about every part of the korban that leaves the designated area. Mishnah says, Hatat shekibel dama b'shinei kosot. If there was a korban hatat that's supposed to be dealt with in the outer area, the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, and the blood was caught in two different cups. So the blood right now is in two cups. Yatza ahad mehen lachutz. If one of those cups was taken outside of the courtyard and the blood became unfit for throwing that cup, what happens with the cup that was never removed from the courtyard? We say, Pinimi kasher. That blood in the inner courtyard is still fit for zirikah. The fact that some of the blood of the korban was taken outside of the courtyard and became disqualified does not affect the rest of the blood that remained in the proper spot in the courtyard. Nichnas ehad mehen lifnim. If one of the cups was brought inside the hechal, the sanctuary building, which also makes the blood invalid, we have a machloket. If this affects the blood that stayed in the outer cup in the courtyard, what happens to that blood? Rabbi Yosei Gilili machshir b'chitzon, v'achamim poslin. According to Rabbi Yosei Gilili, the blood in the outer cup is still valid and could be thrown onto the mizbeach and the korban would be okay. But hachamim or poslin, hachamim say no, that too becomes invalid. The hachamim will say that the blood is invalid even if it never left the courtyard. They learn this out from a pasuk, that if some of the blood becomes invalid, the rest becomes invalid as well when it's brought inside the hechal. The entire korban becomes disqualified in that case. According to the Biyasei Gilili, he says logically, only the blood that was brought inside the courtyard itself becomes disqualified, but the rest of the korban you still have the ability to deal with. So therefore, if there's blood available for zrikah, then that korban could be offered. And in this case, there is blood for zrikah because some of the blood never left the courtyard. Rabbi Yosei Gilili, again, who says that the blood in the outer cup is valid, he uses a logical understanding to come to his conclusion. He's going to learn it out from the disqualification of taking something outside the courtyard. He's going to say that has a stronger power of disqualification than something taken inside the hechal. So, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, everybody agrees that blood that was taken outside the courtyard does not make the remaining blood, the blood that remained in the courtyard, disqualified. So he's going to say, therefore, blood that was taken inside the hechal, kal vachomer, should not make the remaining blood invalid or disqualified. Amar Rabbi Yosei Gilili, ma'im bimkom shehamahajava poselet bahutz. In regard to the place where improper kavana, which is outside the courtyard, that if somebody slaughters a korban with the intention to apply the blood outside the courtyard, the korban becomes right away invalid on that kavana alone. Lo asat hameshoar kayotze. But if some of the blood of that korban is taken outside the courtyard and becomes invalid, the leftover blood is not treated like the blood that went outside, but it's valid, like we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah. So he's setting it up a certain way. We see that machshava alone, if I have machshava that I'm going to slaughter the korban and applied the blood outside of the courtyard, that would be a strong way to disqualify. So that type of kavanah alone makes the whole korban disqualified. But if I take some of the blood of the korban outside the courtyard, and the blood over there becomes invalid, whatever remains inside is still okay. It's not treated like the blood that went out, and it's okay. So therefore, makom she'ena machshava poselet bifnim, eno din shelo na'asat ha'meshu'ad ba'kanichnas. So in a situation where improper intent does not invalidate, which is inside the hechal. Let's say I slaughter a hatat, which is supposed to be offered on the outer mizbeach, and I intend to apply the blood inside the hechal. We say the korban in that case does not become invalid. So therefore, isn't it logical to say that if some of the blood of the hatat is taken inside the hechal and the blood became invalid, then it would not apply to the blood that was left inside the courtyard? That blood that was left inside the courtyard shouldn't be treated like the blood that went inside the hechal, but the blood should remain valid. We see from here, the area outside the courtyard has more power of disqualification than the area inside the hechal. So if it was taken outside the courtyard, it doesn't become a problem for the blood that remained inside the courtyard. Kal vachomer, if blood was taken inside the hechal, that it wouldn't disqualify whatever was left over in the courtyard. So if some blood was brought inside the hechal, that has weaker powers of disqualification, then the remaining should certainly stay valid. We'll have another machloket about the blood of the outer hatat that was brought inside the hechal. Nichnas lechaper. If blood was brought inside the hechal to serve as an atonement for an avera, let's say the Kohen wanted to apply it over there. Even if he didn't atone, he didn't actually apply it, it's invalid. This is the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon omer, ad shechaper. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it doesn't become invalid unless it's atoned, unless it means that was actually applied. Again, this is the wrong spot. The korban over here is supposed to be brought in the courtyard and it's being offered in the hechal over here. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im nichras shogeg kasher. It says Rabbi Yehuda, if the blood was brought into the hechal by mistake, it's valid. The disqualification applies only if the Kohen on purpose brought the blood inside the hechal. We'll end with a teaching about the seats, which was the headband that the Kohen Gadol wore, which said on it, Kodesh Ladunai, holy to Hashem. He wore it on his forehead, and the seats had the power to cause certain invalid offerings to become acceptable b'de'avad. Kol hadamim hapesulin shinitenu al gabei hamizbeach lo hirtza hatzitz. Tzitz doesn't bring the acceptance of any invalid korban that was placed on the mizbeach. Ela al hatameh. Besides for the case of blood, that's tameh. Shehatzitz meratze al hatameh. Tzitz has the power to cause something that became tameh to become accepted. Ve'enor meratze al hayotze. But it does not have the power to cause something that was taken outside of the courtyard to become accepted. We learn this out from the pasuk that talks about the tzitz on Aharon's head, that it brings atonement, it brings forgiveness for the sacred offerings, and they bring favor before Hashem. So the sin over here would be bringing a korban that is tameh. So we see that even though it's forbidden, of course, to bring that type of korban, the tzitz could bring forgiveness for that sin and could bring make those korbanot to become accepted after the fact.